Title: Clip Envelope Tricks Masterclass Without Third-Party Plugins Intermediate. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing a proper clip envelope masterclass for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're doing it with zero third-party plugins. This is intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around clips, devices, and basic automation. The goal here is to level up your workflow and your groove control. Here's the mindset shift. Clip envelopes are basically per-clip automation, meaning the movement lives inside the clip, not sprayed across your arrangement with a million automation lanes. So when you duplicate a clip, move it, rearrange or drop, the movement comes with it. That's the big win. And in DNB, where micro-movement is the entire vibe, this is huge. By the end, you'll have a mini groove toolkit, a rolling re-space clip with cutoff movement, saturation accents, and controlled width moments, a jungle break clip with pitch dips, surgical filter snaps, and send throws, and a transition style clip, where one envelope controls multiple things at once using a rack macro. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for this lesson. Now build a clean session layout. Make tracks for breaks, kick, snare, bass, and FX or Atmos. Then make two return tracks. Return A will be a short room reverb, and return B will be a dub echo. On return A, use Ableton Reverb. Keep it tight. Decay around 0.7 to 1.2 seconds, size around 20 to 35%, predelay 5 to 15 milliseconds, and very important, cut the lows in the reverb, at least below 200 Hz. In DNB, low-end reverb is how you turn a punchy mix into soup. On return B, use echo if you've got it or delay if you don't. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz, and low pass somewhere like 6 to 10 kHz. That way your throws give vibe without taking over the mix. Now, clip envelope fundamentals the DNB way. Click any MIDI or audio clip. Look down in the clip view and find the envelope section. You'll see the chooser where you can target clip envelopes, mixer stuff like sends, or device parameters like filter frequency. And the key feature for drum and bass: linked versus unlinked. Linked means your envelope is tied to the clip length. Unlinked means it loops on its own cycle, independent of the clip. Unlinked is how you get evolving movement without changing your notes. That's one of the biggest why does this sound pro tricks in live. Quick coach note before we start building: when you're designing envelopes, start playback from the beginning of the clip. Clip envelopes can cause parameter jumps if you start playback in the middle, and the device parameter is far from the envelope's current value. If you hear weird pops or sudden tone shifts, add a tiny ramp in at the start of the envelope, especially for filter frequency, pitch, and feedback. Also, remember that many parameters are non-linear. Filter frequency is the classic one. A straight diagonal line can sound like nothing, 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 then suddenly it's screaming. If that keeps happening, don't fight it with complicated curves. Instead, map that parameter to a macro and limit the macro's range to a useful window, then envelop the macro. That gives you musical control. Cool. Let's build trick 1, rolling re-space movement with clip envelopes. Go to your bass track, drop an operator. This is stock, fast, and it works. Set oscillator at a saw at 0 dB. Turn on oscillator B also as a saw, and attune it about plus 7 cents. That's instant re-space energy. If you want extra bite, you can add a tiny pitch envelope, but keep it subtle. Now add auto filter after operator. Set it to low pass 24. Start cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz, resonance around 0.2 to 0.4. If your auto filter has drive, add a little, like 2 to 6 dB. Then add saturator. Mode on analog clip. Drive around 3 to 6 dB to start. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. High pass at 30 Hz to clear junk. If it's boxy, consider a small dip around 250 to 400. Optionally add glue compressor for control, not for smash. 3ms attack, release on auto, ratio 2:1. Soft clip on. Now program a 1-bar MIDI pattern. Classic roller syncopation works well. Hits on beat 1, the end of 2, beat 3, and the end of 4. Vary note lengths, some short stabs, some longer notes. That length variation matters, because the envelope movement will feel different against stabs versus sustains. Now the first envelope. Auto filter cutoff movement. Click the clip. Go to envelopes. Choose device. Then auto filter, then frequency. Now hit unlinked. Set the envelope length to 2 bars even though your MIDI clip is 1 bar. This is where it starts sounding alive. The notes repeat every bar, but the tone pattern evolves over 2 bars. Draw a shape that feels like a groove, not a sine wave. For example, Quick rise right at the start, dip in the middle, rise toward the end. Then in bar 2, change it slightly so it's not identical. Keep it mostly in the darker zone, roughly 120 to 900 Hz. Then do brief peaks up to maybe 1.5 or 2.5 kHz, as little speaking moments. But keep those peaks rare. If it's bright all the time, it stops being special and starts being fatiguing. Second envelope, saturation drive as accents. Still in the clip envelope chooser, go device, saturator, drive. Here's the trick. You step shapes, not ramps. Think of it like per hit aggression. Keep it subtle. Maybe it's bouncing between 2 dB and 8 dB. Occasionally 10 if the sound can handle it. Put drive jumps on the hits you want to feel like they lean forward. In DNB, accents are momentum. Third envelope, utility width for controlled stereo moments. Add utility at the end of the bass chain. Set its default width low, either 0% for mono, or like 20 to 40% if you want a tiny bit of spread in the mid bass. Then in the clip envelope, target utility width. Now automate width. Jumps to 90 to 120% only on select moments, like the last eighth note before a fill or a phrase ending stab. But listen carefully here. Wide bass is cool, wide sub is not. If your low end starts wobbling in mono or feels inconsistent, you've overdone width or you're widening too low in the spectrum. A really solid stock-only solution is to split your bass into sub and mid using an audio effect rack. Put an EQ8 on the sub chain low passing around 90 to 120 Hz, then utility width at 0%. Keep that chain stable. Then your mid-chain is high passed at 90 to 120 Hz, and that's where you do filter movement, saturation movement, width movement. Clip envelope the mid, leave the sub calm. That's how you get dark and heavy without mod. Alright, trick 2, jungle-style micro-edits on breaks using clip envelopes. Take an Amen-style break or any crunchy break. Right-click it and slice a new MIDI track, using transient slicing. Ableton will build you a drum rack filled with slices. This is perfect for controlled edits. Make a 1 to 2 bar MIDI clip triggering slices. Keep it simple at first. You want the groove working before you start being clever. Now we'll do a pitch dip tape stop-ish move. Click the break MIDI clip. Go to envelopes. Choose clip, then transposition. Draw tiny dips on a few hits. Think minus 1 to minus 5 semitones, super short, like a 32nd or 16th note. That gives a little drag or pull without destroying the rhythm. Then try one bigger move at the end of a bar, ramp down to minus 12 semitones over an eighth note, then snap back to zero at the start of the next bar. That's the classic little hype moment. But don't spam it. If you do it constantly, it turns into a gimmick. Use it once every 4 or 8 bars as a signature. Next, per-hit high-pass filter snaps for cleanliness. On your drum rack chain or on the break track, add auto filter set to high pass 12. Dart around 80 to 120 Hz. Now in the clip envelope, choose device, auto filter, frequency. Create fast jumps up to 200 to 350 Hz for just one messy slice, then immediately return. This is a mixing trick disguised as sound design. It's like you're editing the break, so the low end stays clean exactly where it needs to, without having to permanently thin the whole loop. Now the send bursts. In the clip envelopes, choose mixer, then send A. Draw little spikes, like 10 to 25%, on specific snare hits or ghosts. Then choose mixer, send B, and do one or two bigger throws, like 20 to 40%, at the end of a phrase. This is one of the most professional uses of clip envelopes, because it creates arrangement level interest without arrangement automation. You can duplicate the clip and the throw pattern follows it. Tiny coach note, when you're drawing these rhythmic envelopes, switch to a fixed grid like 1/16 or 1/32 and do step editing first. Once it grooves, then add tiny ramps if you need to remove clicks or make transitions smoother. Trick 3, one clip controls the whole drop using macros and clip envelopes. This is the big brain move. On your bass track, select auto filter, saturator, EQ8, utility and group them into an audio effect rack. Create macro 1 and name it growl or energy. Map auto filter frequency to it, but set a smart range, like 120 Hz on the low end to about 2.2 kHz on the high end. Map saturator drive, maybe 2 dB up to 10 dB. If you want, map an EQ8 high shelf gain from 0 to plus 3 dB above 4 to 6 kHz. And you can map a tiny utility gain lift, like 0 to plus 2 dB. But be careful because loudness changes trick your ears into thinking it's better. Now you've got one knob that feels like the drop gets nastier in a controlled, mix-safe way. Go back to your bass MIDI clip. In envelopes, Choose device, audio effect rack, macro 1. Draw a rhythmic pattern. Keep it mostly around 30 to 55%, then punch to 70 to 90 on key offbeats. And then do the devolving trick. Set the envelope to unlinked and give it a different length than the clip. For example, a 2-bar clip with a 3-bar envelope loop over a 16-bar drop, it will keep shifting against the grid, and it feels like the bass is performing. Now phrase it like a producer. Copy that 2-bar bass clip across a 16-bar drop. For bars 1 to 8, keep the envelope pretty steady. For bars 9 to 16, duplicate the clip and edit the envelope to add a few extra peaks. Maybe a couple send throws, and then a final bar all out rise. You're not rewriting the bass line, you're rewriting the energy. Trick 4. Probability-like variation, without actual probability envelopes. Make 3 to 5 versions of the same clip. Same MIDI notes, same audio content, but different envelopes. Version 1 has minimal send spikes. Version 2 has a couple more pitch dips. Version 3 has extra filter snaps. Maybe version 4 has a little DJ cut style mute moment, which I'll explain in a second. Then in arrangement, rotate these clips every 2 or 4 bars. It feels alive like old school jungle programming, but it's fast and controlled. Now, advanced tricks you can add once the basics are working. First, the DJ cut inside a clip. Put a utility at the end of your bass chain or break chain. Clip envelope utility gain with hard mutes for tiny bursts, like a 16th note or an 8th note. This creates stutters that are perfectly locked to the clip. If you want it more rhythmic, put autopan before utility and envelope autopan amount for gated tremolo moments. Second, micro ratcheting without beat repeat. If you're working with audio clips and your live version supports it, use the sample offset envelope. By snapping the offset back repeatedly over a tiny window, you can mimic retriggers and rewind style glitch fills. It's wild, but keep it tasteful. Phrase ends, fills, transitions. Third, sidechain feel without compressors. On your bass midchain, envelope auto filter frequency down for just a few milliseconds right on the kick, then return. It reads as pumping, but you're choosing exactly which hits pump and how hard. This audio version is shortened for playback.